Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a big shout out to everybody up here in Michigan listening to me on The Boot. Now, a special shout-out also goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol and security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, we're on as the Captain's America Third Watch. Twitter, at Captain's America. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
All right. Jake Sullivan and Company. That seems to be a pressing issue right now. What's going on?
Well, the last arrest and slash indictment arrest of the John Durham, the most recent, I should say, right, of the John Durham probe, mm-hmm, was Igor Danchenko. And this one's interesting because I think it was 37 pages long, the indictment. But what's inside the 37 pages continues with the story that he is trying to tell in all the text of the documents, of the indictment documents. Mm-hmm. And one, this most recent one, includes two people. One is Jake Sullivan, and the other is Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill, you'll remember, was one of the star witnesses in the Trump impeachment, because she was on the White House National Security Council and a Russian expert. But anyway,
mm-hmm,
the other one was Jake Sullivan, because he had, in fact, exchanged some emails with a couple of these people in the Russia probe. But we need to look a little bit deeper on who Jake Sullivan is, because his wife, otherwise known as Margaret, she once clerked for Merrick Garland when Merrick Garland was a D.C. circuit judge. And now guess where she is? Ding, ding, ding. She's over at the Department of Justice.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jake has a brother, and Jake's brother is Tom. Well, Tom is the chief of staff for policy at the State Department. Ah, but Tom has a wife, and her name is Rose. And she is the acting assistant secretary for legislation at Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's pretty incestuous here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So four of them in this direct family all have jobs in the Biden administration. Now, in the role that Merrick Garland has, he really does kind of oversee the Durham investigation, but he doesn't oversee it personally. He may get a memo from time to time, but the person that does, in fact, oversee it is Jake Sullivan's wife, Margaret. So it's all become real incestuous here, and if you don't think that, I think you and I talked about it last week, if you don't think that Merrick Garland isn't getting a suggestion or heads up on what is happening in the Durham investigation, I would remind you to think again, because it was, what, about a month ago
mm-hmm.
that they settled the counter lawsuit by Andrew McCabe?
Yep.
Knowing that things could be getting pretty close on what Durham is doing with the investigation, including one, Andrew McCabe.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that he lied in testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went ahead and paid his lawyer off. We did, I should say, with our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We reinstated his pension. We closed the file so it wouldn't hurt his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So they've expunged all the disciplinary stuff. So now you're beginning to see how this game is played under the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, the DOJ has just had a whole bunch of knives thrown at it, and they were thrown under the bus literally over the emails that surfaced over all this school board stuff by the White House, of all people. They did it.
I don't know if they were thrown under the bus. We're now finding out that there was a whole lot more coordination with the, what is it, the National Council on School Boards or whatever that organization is.
Yes,
school
yep,
boards.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they wrote this letter to the White House wanting to declare these parents domestic terrorists under the Patriot Act. And so there's quite the letter describing the whole thing, and I think what happened was somebody wrote in the margin, yes, let's do this, and then sent the whole letter over to the Department of Justice. So Merrick Garland comes out with his memo ordering the FBI to across the country to look into these parents versus the local school boards, which, again, is not an FBI operation. It's a local operation.
All right, hold that thought.
The White House is trying to say it's not us.
Hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon. And, by the way, this also gets Arizona in the mix. We'll talk a little bit about that before we move on to something different. This is really, really gone to Nutsville. All of this stuff has gone to Nutsville.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Come on now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. I'll take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. So Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. You can find out where your office is by going to the website geico.com, or you can get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. All that can be covered. And where you really save the money, ladies and gentlemen, is when you bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy. You'll save a boatload of money that way. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Geico.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, back to where we were at. We hadn't quite finished that, I don't think. So, Jake Sullivan, I mentioned Mark Meadows has been threatened with the contempt charges. Now we've got Steve Bannon, who actually is turning himself in. They indicted him yesterday, and he's going to be there, is it Monday?
I don't know. Today, Monday, I have no idea.
All right. What's going to happen to him?
Nothing.
Will they give him the perp walk again?
Well, I mean, they're probably not going to do anything. They're just going to, you know, they're doing this to compel him to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, they may fine him. I suppose that's possible, but they're probably not going to do anything. Their whole mission is to make him testify. but he thinks he has executive privilege. I don't think he has a case. Now, Mark Meadows does have a case. He does have executive privilege, but Bannon wasn't working in the White House at the time of January 6th, so
no.
He doesn't have executive privilege.
But the way they got him roped in this is he supposedly paid for the rooms where they stayed to hold their meetings before the event. All right, I'm going to go to the phone line here. Let me see. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's your question for Denise, sir?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
Hi. With the solution to all this, as you were mentioning, this incestuous activity that's going on in this regime, would it have to be that we, in the next election, have to take back the Congress and the Senate in order to remedy all of this stuff that's going on, this criminality?
Correct.
Now, it can be done. Like you said, McCabe, reopen the files that have been closed on him, recharge and take back our tax dollars that's paying his pension and his legal services, make him pay personally, start putting people behind bars, to me this is treason, march them off to the gallows. Now, my question was, and I could just get the answer, which would be yes, that's what we have to do. I appreciate your time. Thank you, and God bless America.
All right, well, treason isn't going to happen.
Okay.
Sedition, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, government generally doesn't like to punish its own.
Right.
And I hope, Mel, that there is some kind of a Republican war room that is keeping tabs, if you will, on all the things that need to be fixed in the next administration or whenever the Republicans take power. Republicans have been known to have kind of a weak spine in some of this, but some of this, based on the work that Durham is doing, and I would say the whole Russia collusion story was the biggest scandal in U.S. history.
Correct.
But they got away with it, and they keep talking about the FBI investigation of, you know, what they were doing with the Russia scandal. I don't think it was the FBI was ever doing an investigation. I think they were enhancing the plot the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
They were part of the charade. They weren't investigating anything.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew about this Charles Dolan cat, including, you know, the 2 years, 3 years that the Mueller operation was functioning. I'm sure Charles Dolan was in there somewhere, but that just shows you how much they hid documents, they redacted documents, and wouldn't cough up the documents even with subpoenas. So I hope the Republicans have a spine and they are, you know, clearing out, ready to clear out what needs to be cleared out at the Department of Justice at a minimum.
Well, we will know soon enough. I don't know. Well, maybe we won't know soon enough. But you would think something could be done here. You would think.
Well, they in my opinion, what we have now is at least an awful lot of a blueprint, a formal kind of guide sheet here on what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we, in the time we have left, can we go over here, because this is important too, the FBI, you brought them up. How about the FBI raid on the Project Veritas group?
Well, I expected something like that, and I will tell you that James O'Keefe did too. This is not his first rodeo in this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What should scare the hell out of everybody when it comes to what happened with Project Veritas is that the New York Times, just like CNN and the whole Roger Stone thing,
right,
they must have been given a heads up or were part of all of this early on, because the very next day they were printing in articles in the New York Times what was on James O'Keefe's personal cell phone that the FBI took. Now, that's Stasi tactics. That is literally Stasi operation right there.
Right.
So there's yet another reason that I hope that these Republicans have some kind of a tactical political war sheet game plan in front of them. Just like in what is happening in Arizona. You got the guy that is the head of the school board out there, and he had his father of all people, hired a private detective.
Right.
And they were chasing down these parents that they think that they, they're really considering the parents to be enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So they created these dossiers of a handful of these parents.
Yep.
And the dossiers seem to be a very popular thing to do, happen to include very personal things about these parents, including, I might add, all of their social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
It included things like their divorce papers. And it was actually found in a Google Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't deny that it didn't happen. So, look, we're in trouble in this country if these kinds of things go on by public officials, whether it be at the federal level or at the state level. So we got a long way to go, ladies and gentlemen, to get our country back.
Well,
long way to go.
Reminds me of the Clintons. I mean, this is short of the body trail. This sounds like what the Clintons did.
Well, look, these tactics, it's always done on the left.
Yep.
I mean, you would never see a Republican to go hire, a bunch of private detectives to chase down and follow and clandestinely film parents of public school. I mean, this wouldn't happen.
All right. Well, here comes the music. You have yourself a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday morning bright and early. And I'm sure we'll still be talking about some of this stuff, including the trial up there in Wisconsin.
Yep.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check it out. Great reading there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has indicted former President Trump's strategist, Steve Bannon, for contempt of Congress. Bannon is charged with 2 counts of criminal contempt. If convicted, he could face up to 1 year behind bars and a fine of up to $100,000. Bannon declined to provide the January 6th committee with documents and testimony. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows could also be indicted, as he too has failed to appear before the committee. Former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused former President Trump of sexual assault, has now ended her defamation lawsuit against him. Her lawyers say she still stands by the allegations and hasn't received any compensation. Also, a New York judge has granted Trump's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, against the Trump Organization. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But, Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004 as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway of Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, "Hey man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it." And I thought, like, sure. There was only pretty much two options for me, three options to be exact. One is sit and do nothing, and the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrorists and try to shoot them, and I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance, or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans. And when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, "Hey, we got many places where we can send you to." I'm like, "Sure, you got it." And like, I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out. And I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country. Because
and we're going to announce citizens. That Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more
absolutely.
Like him. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, you know, I had so much fun doing that interview, and it was just a tremendous honor to be able to talk to true American patriots that have walked the walk, talked the talk, and put it all on the line for us so that we can do what we do. By the way, I just want to remind everybody about my friends at Moss Nissan. I'll be up there in a few weeks again, probably Newport Richey. But it's amazing how they get their customers from all over Florida, the Panhandle, South Florida, Central Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida, South Georgia, and basically wherever I have a radio affiliate. Because up and down the East Coast, people will come down to buy a vehicle, up and down the upper Midwest, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, where a dad drove over here to trade his daughter's car in. She was going to the University of Tampa. She saw a car she wanted, and he got it for her. Got it right there at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. And, you know, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. But don't forget that the You Serve, You Save policy is there, too, for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, where they all get great deals on the vehicles. Now, not only have they got new vehicles, they've got great, great, great used, certified pre-owned, as well as the ones coming off lease. You can get some tremendous deals with a full warranty on those vehicles. Not a bad way to go. You won't have to worry about chips or any other thing, because they're all in great shape, ready for you to hop in and take off into the sunset. Now, don't forget, Moss has locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And they just broke ground this week up here in Brooksville. They'll be coming to Brooksville soon. And I'll be up there. You'll be able to see me all throughout the area at the different Moss dealerships. So, take care, and we'll be right back with the final segment for today on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
To
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for that great introduction. Now, keep in mind, today, in this portion of the program, brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows, I will be down in Sarasota from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today for the Two Guys Gun Show over at Robarts Arena. Now, not only is it about guns, but you'll see knives, you'll see other great treasures, new, used, antique. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. They got ammo, they got accessories, they got parts, and of course free parking right there in front of Robarts Arena. Come one, come all, come on down to the best weekend gun show that you're going to find around. Two Guys Gun Show right there in Sarasota, Robarts Arena. Now, their hours today are 9 to 5. Their hours tomorrow are 9 to 3. I will be there today from 9 to 3. Looking forward to seeing as many of you folks as want to show up and say howdy, howdy to me. And I'll be easy to spot. Guarantee you that one. I'll be easy to spot. So stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. Take advantage of all the stuff that's there. By the way, for you folks up here in Largo, next weekend we'll be up here at Largo for a very large antique gun show. A lot of military antique weapons from days gone by that you'll be able to see the old black powder weapons and all that sort of stuff. Matter of fact, there may be a few of those down there in Sarasota today. But I look forward to seeing you, so stop on by. That's Robarts Arena down there, Ringling Boulevard, right off Fruitville. Now, last week's data showed that the inflation rate over the past year has been about 4.4%, which I think is low because of the way the government figures it. But it's the highest inflation rate we've seen in over three decades. We can all agree to that. Now, the previous excuse for the high inflation was the pandemic. Okay, I understand. That the COVID recession had set such a low baseline, essentially making the recovery look like inflation. But that baseline effect is gone. Now, the new excuse for high inflation is that we have a great resignation and accompanying supply chain disruptions. Now, I fail to see that as much of an excuse on my end. Government policy pays people whether they work or not. Vaccine mandates disrupt supply chains by discouraging skeptical workers and suppressing child care provision. And government policy has flooded the world with excess money creation far beyond the needs of the economy. Now, this time, it's time to end the excuses. Our ruling class is down to one skill set only, shifting the blame, and it's time for putting the brakes on government spending and easy money and telling people to get off their duffs and go back to work. That's what it's time to do. Will they do it? Don't know. But they should. They should. And, of course, consumer price inflation right now is accelerated to the highest rate that we've seen in 31 years. Think about that. 31 years. And good morning, Sondi, up there in Wisconsin. I hope you're staying warm. If you're staying warm. Now, let's not forget that the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported back on November the 10th, day before Veterans Day, that the headline Consumer Price Index, CPI, a measure of inflation from the perspective of end consumers of goods and services, surged by 6.2% over the year. Remember I told you I thought 4.4 was a little low? But anyway, that surged by 6.2% over the year and 0.9% over the month of October. I think it's gone up more than that. It's got to do with the way they figure this. But it's the highest inflation rate, monthly inflation rate, since June. And it's the highest we've seen in 31 years. Which is not surprising. Shouldn't be surprising to anybody. Nobody at all. Now, the other thing is, let's not forget that Flint, Michigan, remember them? Flint, Michigan. This week, a couple days ago, they just got themselves $626 million to divvy out to the residents of the city of Flint for all the problems they have with the water. Now, Flint's long battle with clean drinking water has been the site of what some have called environmental racism. A woman there by the name of Melissa May said, "If we were the middle class or a wealthy white community, this wouldn't have ever happened." Well, I can't agree or disagree with that one because I doubt it. When the pipes go, especially as old as those pipes were, from my understanding, you're going to have problems. Doesn't matter. But many people are saying the money's not enough. $626 million isn't enough for the problems they went through. Because the former Flint mayor, Karen Weaver, said the amount of this settlement does not reflect the value of the lives that have been lost and the lives that have been damaged. Well, probably not. But that's all you're going to get. Can't squeeze blood out of a rock. And let's take a look at something. And good morning, Flip. I just saw you chimed in there. Let's see here. Okay, Flip, appreciate that. I'll pass that along to her unless you want to. But thank you very much. Now, the other thing is, down there in Sarasota today, oh, by the way, they do have food there. So if you want to come down there and grab a sandwich and walk around or whatever, you can do that. No big deal. But the food isn't bad there. It's not too bad priced either. It's reasonable, even though it is a county fair building, auditorium, but it's still pretty good. Now, I talked about this earlier, and I'm going to wrap up with this. The Durham indictments, there's more coming. Denise and I talked about it. Talked about the fact that there's a deal that was made with McCabe for a reason. I don't know, maybe he's going to spill state's evidence or something, who knows. But he wanted to get all his ducks in a row before this next phase comes through where they're going to be taking testimony from a group of individuals. And we'll see what happens. Because I think there's plenty of snakes in the basket with this deal to try to nail Trump the way they did with the Russian collusion thing. And I just wish there was a way they could go after Adam Schiff. The problem is, these guys are exempt. Exempt for what they do in Washington, D.C. And that's just not right. But yet we've allowed that to happen, and we sit back, and then we have to reap whatever the sorrow is that we get out of this. But to me, that should be something they should be fixing. That, term limits, some sort of moral set of compasses, you know, rules where you got to behave yourself at all times. No more chasing the women. By the way, those guys, and they thought they were being smug, but those guys used to hire some good-looking gals for a reason other than work, if you get my drift. And everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. But it didn't matter. And I remember my father's congressman, who he served in World War II with, was a dairy farmer, and he used to hold sessions right there at the dairy farm for the constituents to come and be heard. And he was a good God-fearing man that him and his wife, they were married for 50-some-odd years before he passed away. But anyway, I'll see y'all in Sarasota today at the Two Guys Gun Show. Starts at 9 o'clock, Robarts Arena. Have yourself a great day. Don't forget, I'll be back Monday.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.